Welcome to your daily devotional for January 20th, Inauguration Day, Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Every 4 years in America, there is an inauguration of a new president, or a second inauguration of the incumbent president. Some folks are happy and hopeful about the change. Other folks are upset and apprehensive about what adverse change may come to pass. But one day there will be an inauguration that the entirety of the inaugural citizenry of the millennial kingdom will be excited about. The messianic king will reign on his throne, and he shall never be moved. Whoever it may be that reigns upon the thrones of this world, whether on the federal, state, or local levels, their reign is temporary. God puts down one and exalts another. You can vote, and you ought to vote, for it is your civic duty for which right men died. And who knows whether your vote in and of itself will ever change the outcome of an election. But you can choose who will reign in your life. Jesus Christ is God and Savior, but is he not also Lord? He ought to have been made all three the hour you first believed, on your spiritual inauguration day. Jesus poses the question to you. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Let's give Jesus our lives today. Then 4 more years. Then a lifetime of service. Place your hand on your Bible and then open it and find hope that Jesus Christ, the living God, reigns eternal. It's Inauguration Day.